Fundamentally, our practice is being who we are. Not only our practice, our life. This is, of course, very easy, yes? Since it is who we are, and yet we find all sorts of ways that it becomes difficult for us, call it due to habits, due to all sorts of habits of body, mind. So, our Zazen, our Sesshin practice, is an opportunity to settle in being who we are and to be meticulous in noticing, in making appropriate and skillful effort during sitting, during all the activities of being this moment, of experiencing and noticing where we're holding or drifting off. We can notice it when we're somewhat spaced out, when we're caught up in what we might call the chatter of monkey mind. We could notice it physically, especially if we're sitting quiet, whether in formal Zazen or at other times, and we can feel bodily the holding. And the only thing that we need to do is experience this and, in a sense, release this, or allow this to be released in experiencing, in being present. So I want to encourage us, especially in Sesshin, to notice the various ways that we, if I use the expression, go off or actually get caught up. We can notice it when we have body tension holding body movements, even if we're sitting still. Our tongue, our mouth, our face, all of a sudden we notice we're clenching. In other ways, all of these are not to correct something that's wrong, but to enter into the present moment by giving ourselves over to this moment, so that the movement, the clenching, the holding, the mental chatter, even the spacing out, drifting off, becomes a way to remind and bring us into this that we are. In a way, it's funny to call it enter into, but that's appropriate, especially since what I'm going to talk about in Sesshin is a text called Two Entrances and Four Practices. This is the oldest Chan or Zen text that we have, or I should say the oldest text that's specifically a Zen text. This is a text by Bodhidharma, that for a long time was thought, oh, that it's a later creation, later than when he lived in the 6th century. But historical discoveries and research in the 20th century and in the 21st century has shown us that copies of this text, which had been secreted into caves and other places in the 7th and 8th century, have versions of this, so that this is actually the first historical text that we can authenticate as from his life period, whereas later texts attributed to him or to others cannot be, what should I say, historically authenticated from then, but are actual creations of a later period. In any case, what's important is what the text says. So I am, of course, the original is in Chinese, but we have at least three good English translations, and I will, in a sense, combine what we have in each of those three in talking about it. So, many roads lead to the way, but basically there are only two. Lead to the way, or enter the way, Ju Dao. But basically there are only two: the entrance of principle, the entrance of practice. Some translate it the entrance of reason rather than principle. Li Ju. And Li is also one of the words that later gets translated as absolute in the five ranks. So the entrance of principle, the entrance of practice. Entrance of principle means that one awakens to the basic truth by means of the teaching. One has a profound faith, or simply you could say believing that all things share the same true nature. All beings share the same true nature, are identical in true nature. Which isn't apparent because it's shrouded by sensation and delusion. Or it isn't apparent to us because it's covered up by, someone translates it, false sense impressions. If one rejects the false and reverts to the true, reverts to the true or takes refuge in the true. Meditates on walls or abides in wall examining zazen, then self and other, or in which the absence of self and other, the oneness of ordinary person and sage, then one remains unmoved without wavering, or fixed without wavering, and never again, never again swayed by written teachings or speakings. To be thus mysteriously identified with the true nature or true principle or to be without discrimination, serene and inactive, this is called the entrance by principle. I'll stop here. Well, let me read the four practices, which I will cover in the next 3 days. So I'll do two and one and one. To enter by practice refers to the all-encompassing practices or all-inclusive practices of practice of, let's see how they translate, suffering injustice or retribution of enmity, the practice of acceptance of conditions and circumstance, the practice of seeking nothing, and the practice of being in accord with the Dharma. Now, of course, as we go on with these, I'll talk a little more about how we translate each of those practices. But for now, we'll stop with the text and come back and stay with this first, because the first in and of itself says everything we need. Even though the four practices, though listed as if they're something separate, are not, are just, what should I say, ways of manifesting the first entrance. Now, entrance. Entrance is very much like gateless gate, which is, of course, 5 centuries after. No, even more. Seven centuries after. It's hard for us to think in such long terms. Entrance of principle. In other words, entrance, entering directly into the true nature of who we are, of what we are. Entering this by hearing and realizing it for ourselves, or awakening to this for ourselves, that all things, all living things, everything we encounter, share the one true nature. That, I shouldn't even say share, are this true nature of what we are. Now, In a way, it's easy to say this. It's much more difficult for us to face it because we can't even face often that various states of our life are, quote, this one true nature. I shouldn't feel this way. This shouldn't happen to me. Right there. Not even talking about other beings of all sorts who we say that person is okay, that person is not okay, that circumstance is okay, that circumstance isn't. That person is good, they're smart, that person is stupid, evil, bad, dot, 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 whatever words we give. See, the first point here that Bodhidharma is making, all beings, translated a different way, we could say all living beings, we could say all share the same true nature, are the same true nature, are identical, identical even, not even share, identical. Or another translation uses the word are one and the same true nature. One and the same. Sometimes, as I said, we don't even think we're one and the same. And we do all sorts of things based on that. That's why sitting is so fundamental. In fact, sitting, if I say it in such a way, is being this one and the same true nature that we are. So that when we pull ourselves back, get caught up in physical or mental reactive habits of rejecting, of missing our life, right there, we're off. And right there is the time where we need to make the effort to release that so that we, right there we can enter. See? The effort of noticing what we're believing, saying, doing, holding is the opportunity to enter through principle. It also could be the opportunity to enter through practice, but we'll talk about that, as I said, later days. Entering through principle. And if we just notice all the conditions and circumstances, beings, that we say are not true nature, that we say are problematic. See? This goes on to say it is merely that we miss it because of, if you want to say, delusion and sensations, or holding to our idea, someone else says it. They're made imperceptible for us by false sense impressions. That's another way of saying it. In other words, things that we believe about how I feel, how he acts, what she does, what she looks like, etc., etc. They are lacking. They are better. I am lacking, etc. See, those are what result in us misperceiving this one nature, this true nature. I shouldn't say one nature, I'll leave that aside. That gives us other ideas. This true nature. Some translators use that word, so our job, if we say it that way, is turn from the delusion back to or revert to this real that we are, this true, this fundamental principle that we are, this true nature, if we use that word. Whether we use the word discard, revert, turn from, then the next phrase is a hard phrase. This is the wall pikund, the wall gazing, pikwan, reside. In wall gazing. Now, sometimes this is referred to, one gloss on it is being this facing the wall of emptiness which connects opposite self and others, mortal and sages. But in a way, that's a, what should I say, just restating what was said earlier. So what can we say about this wall being settled, fixed in this wall gaze? Wall contemplation. Sometimes it's called not getting caught up in discriminations internally and not getting caught up in grasp. See, in a way, we could say it the other way, is to notice the grasping and discriminations as an entrance into being present. Not being disturbed, perturbed. Not being confused by the arising characteristics and states of being, because that's what it is. That's, this first principle is about how we get confused about beings that we encounter. We get confused and believe our stories about them, and we miss this true nature that we are. Right. We believe thoughts and judgments about what we encounter, externally and what we encounter internally. And we become perturbed, disturbed. And sometimes, as I said, you could notice it physically. If you feel as you're sitting, physical holding, you know there's something there. You don't have to go looking what it is, in the sense of trying to figure out why, where, and so forth, but simply that itself is the entrance into this moment, because it's always this moment, the opportunity of being unperturbed, being settled. See, those who are abiding in this without shifting, this is the mysterious tallying with principle, tallying. Others translate it agreement with principle. So, as I said, one translator likes the word reason rather than principle, but both of them are hard words for us in English, because we tend to take either word, principle or reason, as cognitive things we think out, whereas they're using the words as the way it is, the fundamental nature. That's how the word principle. So, to be mysteriously identified, meaning it's not something we can figure out how to do and follow 1, 2, 3 to do it. But because it is who we are, we as humans have this ability to enter this, to be identified with, in agreement with, which is, it's not caught up in discrimination, serene, not caught up in grasping. They use the word inactive, but what it means is without effort to gain all sorts of things that we ordinarily believe we lack and need to gain in order to be okay. This is the entrance by principle. Okay. I would like to stop here and talk a little bit about this in terms of our practice, because that's the point of bringing it up. Not because I want you to know about some historical text, though there are those who might be interested in that. Because this entrance by principle is really what fundamentally we're doing when we practice, whether it's in terms of formal zazen or whether in terms of the zazen throughout our life. And the entrance by practice is, as I said, ways of manifesting this. So, let's see if we can talk a little bit about this together to clarify, not because you need to know these principles, but because in clarifying it, in clarifying the delusions and habits that arise, we can see how and where we can practice and manifest this in our sesshin and throughout our life. See how we can be this true nature that we are. That's all That's all our life is, the opportunity to manifest this true nature, which isn't lacking in anyone we encounter. So, let's see if we have anything to say to further clarify. Being the wall contemplation of not getting caught up in self and other.
When you talk about entrance by principle, when you first began expecting something else.
Oh. Good.
Entrance by principle is entrance by practice.
Yes, but not quite. You'll see when, well, you've already heard the four practices, but the entrance by principle is to grasp this directly, and right there it's so for us. But it's not an either or.
Yeah, that's the point I think I was going to. These aren't two separate things. These aren't.
Well.
Option A and option B, which one do you want?
No, but there is A and there is B, and there's when entrance by principle, or when we grasp the principle directly, then that's so for us. Mm. Nevertheless, the practice are ways of manifesting the principle and ways of seeing where, despite the fact that we want to say, oh yes, I see that principle, we see very well, no, we don't see that principle, because the practice isn't clear to us. Yeah, so, but we'll leave those practices, we'll talk about that the next 3 days. They're pretty straightforward.
Use the word, a couple things. When you use the word principle, I immediately thought of principle as in a rule or a law.
Well, this is because when he used the word principle, or the word principle is used in the Chinese, it's saying this is the law of reality, if we say it in that way. Mm-hmm. This is the way it is. It's like we use words like law of gravity. Mm. It's not a law that someone from external imposes on it, but it's the way.
Something discovered about reality.
No, it's not what's discovered. It's the way reality is. Gravity doesn't work because someone discovered it and it didn't happen before.
Yeah.
That's remembering that this starts with Judo Tao, which is entering into the way the universe, our life, is, if we say it, if I use such terms to use it. That's why entrance by principle is entrance into the way, or someone else translated entrance into enlightenment.
Is that ever translated as insight? Because
no.
Going back to a talk you gave, this is quite a while ago, that you talked about two different, there was a text that you read from two different books, and one of them was insight, and the other one, I can't think of what it was.
This one does say reason, that one translation translates li as reason. Anyway, but it does talk about awakening to this, or realizing this. So all those words are there. So I don't know which text you're referring to. But don't get caught in those words. What's important is not whether we call it principle or reason, or, but the fundamental point. The fundamental point is that all beings, all things, all living things share this true nature.
Part of this true nature.
See? That's the fundamental, or a fundamental point. And that we only miss it because of our delusions, if you want to say, attachment sensations. But that this isn't something new. This is something we also say, the Buddhists said this. All beings have the wisdom and the perfection of the Buddha only because of attachment and delusion. They suffer, miss it. But saying it and grasping it for ourselves, that's why the emphasis is on turning from the delusion back to this reality, grasping it for ourselves. Yes, thank you.
Is a historical example of, it's a sixth patriot, I believe. He was enlightened by the fifth patriot just sitting down and reading on the Diamond Sutra.
No. Not, that's not quite. I mean, what it was he was awakened by hearing the Diamond Sutra before he even. Then he went to the fifth. And.
But is that an example of being awakened by principle? No.
You could say yes, because, I mean, the phrase that's, whether it's accurate or not, I don't know, but the phrase that's attributed is the phrase, bring forth a mind that resides nowhere. It's a phrase from the Diamond Sutra, as you say. But that's centuries later, and in terms of when any text that says that is even more centuries later. So, I don't know. I will leave that, whether Hongren, how much he taught with the Diamond Sutra. I actually, if we have time, I'll get to some of his teachings, but I don't know if we'll get to that. Nevertheless, in the Platform Sutra attributed to the sixth ancestor, as I said, that there's the phrase. Well, actually, I could, since he, where he talks about seated meditation, not giving rise to any thought regarding objects externally, and seeing nature without being disturbed or perturbed, or to be free from characteristics and without being confused about them. So in a sense, this is, it's a further elaboration of this.
I don't really know what true nature means.
Good.
But I do know what habits of mind are. That's very real. I know it all the time. But so there are these two opposing things.
No. What it is that habits of mind, in a sense, are shrouding us.
Yes,
and that's the point. In sitting in Sesshin, especially if we're present and attentive, and we notice when the habits of mind, when we're caught up in them, that's the opportunity in, if I say entering through that, in giving, letting go of holding to that, or in experiencing it, in being present in the midst of wanting to hold on to and follow along the habit of mind, releasing that, right there is the entrance into, if I use such a word, true nature. Of course, we can't enter into because we're always here. But in other words, it's to just be this true nature that we are. It's not something you have to create.
What does that mean?
Ah! Already you're off going, what does it mean? It's like trying to talk about what does it mean to talk. You're already talking. There's no mean that you have to add on to it. Trying to figure out and understand what it means is being shrouded by delusions and sensations of figuring it out. See, that keeps us, because we want to think about it and get stories about it. Don't worry about it. That's why at the end it says to be mysteriously identified with this true principle without discrimination. See, without trying to figure it out with discrimination, with words, not being moved by scripture or written teaching or oral teaching, not trying to figure it out with the words, but directly entering into this. See? Not being able to not get caught up in discriminations. Not that there's any problem with them when you use them, but we get caught up in them. See?
So
we don't allow ourselves to.
So it's what's left.
No. Because don't make the story that discriminations are the problem. That's why Zazen isn't to try to create a certain state of being. It's to enter into this very state of being. Then the one is manifested in everything. Then everything is the opportunity of being this true nature that you are. It's only when we get caught up in this ideas of common and special, you know, good and bad, or if we use the bigger phrases, sensations and delusions, those we like, those we don't like, those we want, those we don't want, those that shouldn't happen to us, those that could have, would have, etc., etc. When we get caught up in that, then we have difficulties. Then we miss where we are. And you can see it just in sitting. See, that's why I'm bringing this up as we start Sesshin, as we start this year. Because sitting is to be right here, where you are, in whatever state that arises, and not get caught up in the particulars of the state, but use that to, if I use the word, to enter into this present moment that you are, this life that manifesting now. So when we're sitting and we feel body tension, let's say, usually we then do something with that, as opposed to simply entering through that. That's what the holding itself, the mind chatter itself, and the chatter about the chatter keeps us from being right here, who, what we are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Good. So, that's Jojo.
Oh, you said that you entering through principle or reason.
Yeah.
And reason kind of throws me off some, because it sounds like something to figure out.
Well,
I'm not sure. Maybe they mean something else.
That's the way this person translated into English. The word principle is an English translation of the word li.
Cool. Li.
L-I, let's spell it that way.
The Chinese.
Chinese. And reason is an English translation of that same li. It's not pronounced L. It's pronounced... anyway, it doesn't matter how it's pronounced in Chinese. But it's that li that's translated either as principle or reason, or sometimes even fundamental, the absolute, or whatever. So that's the entrance of reason, or the entrance of principle, and meaning the way it is, the way the reality is. That's what we were talking about with Mushin, with that principle means when I drop something, there. That's the principle was manifested right there. The principle of gravity was manifested right there.
It doesn't seem to have anything to do with reason.
That's just the way we use the word reason, because when we're too much caught up in reasonable or reasoning or thinking, it's okay. Don't use the word. I just say that someone translates the Chinese word into that way. And the other one is entrance of practice. Everyone seems to agree that that's the best English word for the Chinese word used there. Practice. Entrance of practice. In other words, for what's called all-inclusive practices, or practices which encompass all other practices, or practices which can be generally used to describe all other practices. And it's pretty straightforward, those four practices. So, in a way, there's no need for me to speak. Even the beginning of this talk, I shouldn't have. See? You don't need to talk to have be this true nature. See? Only if there's something I said that's useful in supporting your practice, your being who you are, you're manifesting who you are, then there's reason to talk. Well, that's a good place to stop. Thank you.
Copyright 2013, Eliu Genmyo Smith.